I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this morning and to have this conference. My name is Phil Bradshaw. I farm in Illinois, and for Illinois is pretty big, so I'm 65 miles west of Springfield, 30 miles east of Hannibal. Sometimes some of my Missouri friends, like Lance here, likes to kind of claim me, I think, once in a while. Sometimes not claim me, but that's where I'm located. As you may have heard, the current administration has placed renewed emphasis, and I think he's correct, on increasing exports of American-made products as a way of putting America back to work and ending the current financial situation. We'd like to talk to you today about the soybean checkoff's future plan to increase exports of U.S. soybeans, an American-made product with a very positive reputation in some of the key markets the president would like to target. In 20 years since the checkoff was started, the soybean checkoff program has instituted an export of U.S. soy have more than doubled. In 21 years, our exports have doubled. I think it's a remarkable achievement for everybody associated with the soybean industry, from the genetics producers to the associations to the checkoff. In the most recent marketing year, the United States exported 1.56 billion bushels of soybeans, the third record-setting year in a row. Folks, that's every other row of soybeans we produce in the United States. The reasons for this massive growth are simple. Our population was increasing since 1991 and is growing even faster now. To prepare them to meet this challenge of the future and to keep the soybean farmers competitive in the global marketing place, the board recently selected a new business model for exporting U.S. soy. Jim Call will talk about this with you in just a moment. Last month, as most of you already heard, we selected the U.S. Soybean Export Council under a new organizational structure to carry out the business model, as we called it, too. These decisions were important because the demand for food in general, and in particular protein, of which soy is such a good source, continues to skyrocket. As I'm sure you're aware, the United Nations has asked us to increase our agriculture production by 50% over the next 20 years in order to feed a growing world population. That is a tremendous increase. As you all know, we're looking at, through Qualisoy, we're looking at new genetics, we're looking, working with our companies to do that, to reach that 3.5 billion bushel crop in the near future and to increase our production. That means there will be more exports. There has to be. The world needs U.S. soybean farmers to continue to provide a reliable, safe, affordable, abundant supply of food, which will require us to grow exports and export more soybeans, the challenge we intend to meet. We've come a long way in 20 years, but with the demands facing our industry, the next 20 years will be even more important and even more exciting, I might say.